and welcome to Tuesday Night Bible Study. We just want to say hi. We're so
glad
you all are here with us. We're so excited about the month of May. We are going to have an absolutely awesome time.
Yes.
We're very grateful to Pastor James and Lady LaConte for asking us to host this month. And this month is called Living a Life of Faith.
Amen.
And you know, that is what WLCC is all about, right?
That's what it's all about.
Is living a life of faith. And this month is designed to have conversations with members whose lives have been changed because of the ministry. And I know you have a testimony. I have a testimony, y'all. We talked to so many people. We all got a testimony, about how our lives have been changed because of being connected to WLCC, you know. But there's only four Tuesdays in May, so only so many of us can get up here.
That's right.
So tonight, Pastor Pat and I want to welcome Mitch and Tanya Whitney with us.
What's up, guys?
We're so glad they're here, and we're just going to have a great conversation. We're going to talk some about their testimony and how their lives have been changed, and it's going to be real good.
Absolutely.
It's going to be real good.
I'm excited about it.
And, yes.
Yes, absolutely. We love the family. You guys are amazing.
Amen.
Amen.
Sure do. We love the Whitneys. Yes.
Amen. So we're going to pray, right? And then
yes.
We're going to dive right in. Father God, we just thank you for this time tonight.
You.
Your word declares that we overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony, Father. And I just thank you, Lord God, that this time together will uplift everyone who's watching,
yes.
That they would hear something that would ignite faith in their hearts and encourage them to continue to walk with you and live out the faith life. Father, we just glorify you and praise you for this opportunity. We love you so much, and we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, I want to remind everybody, remember what we do. We like, we comment, and we share. Y'all know Pastor loves for us to share the lives. Why? Because we want other people to be blessed and to hear the testimonies and things going on. So be sure you love it. Be sure you comment. Be sure you share.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and get started.
Yes.
And we're going to ask Tanya and Mitchie and Mitchell a few questions and just hear your heart and how your life has been changed. And the first one is, now that you've been connected to WLCC and seen God do some amazing things in your life, what does this statement mean to you? The church you go to and the word you hear makes a difference.
Well, of course, just being at WLCC, this is an amazing church, and there's no other church that we'd rather be at. But answering the question, there's no part of our lives that WLCC hasn't changed.
Mm-hmm.
From our family to Tanya's job to our business, our faith walk with God, every area of our lives has been changed and impacted by WLCC.
Amen. Amen.
And so we have an interesting story about how we came here initially to share.
Okay.
Our daughter was 3, and when the church we were attending didn't have a kids ministry. So we thought, okay, we have to find somewhere. So like March, April 2016, we started visiting a couple churches. And then a friend of Mitchell's from the Marine Corps invited us here. So when we showed up here, it was completely different than anything that I had ever experienced. And I love the teaching. For Mitchell, it was the music. So we definitely saw like different aspects, but for our kids, it was immediate. For your 3, almost 4-year-old to say, I love my church.
Yeah.
You know wow. That you're in the right spot.
Oh, yeah. And she definitely loves her pastor, and she definitely has to be without limits. So Lauren has to be here. If she's not here, then she's not happy. But
I got you.
Yes.
It's her church, too.
It's
exactly,
definitely her church.
Yeah. And we got pretty involved with later lady and pastor immediately. Like, we started talking to him, get to know him, because one of the things that stood out to us was you're in a big church, but it doesn't seem big when you get involved.
That's good.
So
yeah.
I remember we went out to dinner. They invited us to dinner at the Outback. And one of the first questions they asked us when we all sat down was, how long have you guys been married? And, of course, you know, we were ready. We had every excuse, you know, and they just said, oh, okay, you know, and they listened to us. And, you know, as it went on, a couple months later, there was a couples retreat. And this is where our story is interesting, the way that it developed. We signed up to go, like, not thinking, you know, we're a couple, let's go. You know, we were excited. And then we received a Facebook message from Pastor politely explaining to us, like, hey, you know, this is a couples retreat. You know, it's surrounded, like, it's centered on church. Like, some of the things that we're going to talk about are probably going to be uncomfortable because you guys aren't married. And so
Oh, yeah. I didn't like that Facebook post.
I'm laughing, y'all, because I've heard this story
before. I didn't like that Facebook post, you know. And, once I saw it, I said, you call Pastor and you tell him, at that point in time in my life, I just wasn't where I am today in Christ. And I didn't like it, and I didn't not like it because of who he was as a person. I didn't like it because I know he was telling me the truth.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And
right.
that means a lot when somebody can come to you and kindly, politely say, hey, it's not that you can't go, because it's for marriage. So that sparked something in me.
Yeah.
I said, okay.
And Mitchell said, you respond because I'm not going to, right? And
I'm not going
to
respond to that.
I will, but you're not going to like what I say because he's right. I mean, he's absolutely right. And that was in September of 2016.
Yes.
And so October of 2016, we were engaged.
Wow.
And then by New Year's Eve, we were married.
We was married.
Yeah.
Oh, we was married, y'all.
There you go. There you go.
It's definitely. So it sparked, not only that sparked the marriage, but just knowing that somebody that can point you in the right direction to do the right thing and the church, it just makes you, it just put fire under you and makes you want to do what you're supposed to do because it's the right thing to do all the time. So, yeah.
That's right. Well, that means the whole vision of the church is pointing you to Christ so you can live a better life.
That's right.
And we're taught consistently, if you do things God's way, you'll get God's results.
That's right.
And so, that's pretty awesome. To have a leader who's willing to say, hey, we love y'all, but
right,
we love
exactly.
You, but,
exactly.
Not on this trip. Yeah. We're going to have more coming up, but not on this one.
Right.
Okay. Okay. No
next
problem.
Field trip.
Next field trip. Okay.
And so, so God got you in the door, helped you get that area of your life,
mm-hmm.
to line up with his word.
That's right.
And you said there's not an area of your life, I heard you say, that has not been touched.
That's good.
By that. And so I'm going to ask you a question and ask you to elaborate a little bit on that and share with us how the word of faith that's taught by Pastor and Lady has changed your lives, and maybe give us a couple of personal testimonies of things like what's gotten better? It's all about living a better life. So what could you say the word of faith has taken you, to a better place in?
Well, we don't have enough time
all right.
to do all that. But,
it's
just every area.
So for me on my job, since coming here, I've been promoted twice.
Wow.
I mean, that is an accomplishment.
Absolutely.
Our business.
It's exploded.
Yeah.
Wow.
It has exploded. So I just remembered a story. And Minister Deb, you can attest to this. One of my dreams was I always wanted to detail for NASCAR. That's all I wanted to do that was my ultimate goal.
Mm-hmm.
And, Pastor always say, you got to say what you want. You got to say what you want. You got to speak it. So I just kept speaking it and speaking it. And, I think 2 years in of being here, 3 years in being here, we was doing the hurricane relief.
We were in the kitchen.
We was in the kitchen. And I got a phone call, and I told Minister Deb, I said, I have to take this phone call.
Right.
And the phone call was from the guys at NASCAR saying, hey, we've heard about you. We see that you done work. We've done research on you. And we want to bring you on to detail for NASCAR. I lost it because
it just seems like,
everything that Pastor is saying is if you keep speaking it and you keep speaking it, it comes to pass. And everything that he tells us to do over time, if you just keep saying what the word says and saying what the word says, it would definitely come to pass, and that day it came to pass.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Yes. And that was neat to be kind of an innocent bystander, because he really was like, oh my God, he really did. But, I know Lady, one of the things she talks about is this is a place where dreams come true, and we see that. So in our lives, we can say that, promotion, blessing in your business, that's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
That's absolutely awesome. So are there any other testimonies that come to mind when you think of just a better life?
Well, and with our children, we're learning so much that we can apply at home. And they're living a better life because we are.
Yes.
And, of course, all of the kids love the church. But specifically, like the oldest two have graduated college, debt-free.
Wow.
No complaints there.
Hallelujah. I know that's
yeah.
right.
God's
and
good.
A big testimony that, we have is Noah, our son Noah, after years of, court battles, we have custody of him.
Praise God.
And he is involved in the church here, just, like we are.
Yes.
So,
yes.
That's amazing.
It's amazing how I mean, I can go testimony after testimony, but it is amazing. It's amazing how it comes through us, but it's amazing how our kids can pick up on it. Mm. You know, Lauren loves, you know, Pastor to death, and, you know, Noah has turned around for the better. He's not a bad kid at all, but when you start putting him in an environment, you know, around people of faith, and it boosts his faith.
Absolutely.
And mm-hmm. changes his life, and it's just amazing just because of the church that we go to.
Amen.
I think a good
everything.
Statement that we used to hear was, like, see better, know better, do better. Mm. And Noah's always applied that in his life, and we've applied that in our life. Because if you don't know, you know, what you want or what you could have, then...
Right, right. Absolutely. Yes. I mean, it's, you know, it's the word, the Bible says the word is a light unto our feet and a lamp, you know, a lamp to our feet and a light unto our path. And I think that, you know, when we hear the word of faith, it's like that light comes on to what the possibilities are. Like, there's just some things, it's not that we don't want them. We just never knew they were possible.
Right, exactly.
You know, I mean, because it's one thing, I think, you know, a wish turns into a dream and then really turns into reality because of faith. You know, mm-hmm. because when we don't know God, when we're not, you know, when we don't have that understanding, it's just a wish.
That's right.
You know, but then you start learning faith. You say, you know, you start speaking it. You start speaking mm-hmm. it and saying that. I mean, I love that. Just walking around saying, I'm going to get promoted.
That's
I'm going
right.
to work for NASCAR.
That's right.
My kids are going to prosper.
That's
I mean.
Right. And it can happen. You know, it's amazing. And not only that, but just pastor's personal time. I mean, he's always... readily available.
Yes.
You know, I think I've told him, I don't understand how you just know everybody in the church.
Right.
Everybody's name in the church. That amazes me. And, you know, things that I didn't see, he has taught, well, I don't know if he taught me, but he has taught, I don't know if he knows that he taught me, but I look at everything that he does.
Right.
You know, as far as his children, as far as how you treat your wife, how you be the man, how you lead, how to be excellent in everything you do. Mm-hmm. So it's not just the word, it's the man himself.
That's good.
And when you have a man that you can look up to and say, I want to be like that. You know, most people be like, oh, I want to be like Jordan. Or I want to be, you know, well... For me, I see a man in my life, you know, other than my father, and then, of course,
sure.
God is a man that you want to not idolize, but you want to be like. Because
right.
not only does he teach the word, but he lives the
Amen.
Word. And when That's you live good. The word and you proven that what I say I do, then that means more than what you can ever say for me. Actions speak louder than words, and he's a man of action.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. It's like
Amen.
Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ.
That's mm-hmm. right.
And I mean, that's really what you're talking about.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
You know, following the pattern that works, we see it work, we follow the pattern, and we get results ourselves.
That's right.
And so there's not enough time. We don't have enough time to go through every testimony. Like,
that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
But I like how you said every area has been impacted. And, you know, when you said that, I just thought of, like, wall to wall carpet.
That's right.
You know, that phrase, it's like wall-to-wall faith. It's like there's not an area of my life that has not been impacted by the environment that I choose to place myself in, you know, and my family. Mm-hmm. So, like, this works for everybody. It doesn't
right.
matter how old you are, how young you are. You know, you can get in an environment of faith, be around people of faith, mm-hmm. hear faith taught, speak faith, and get faith results.
That's right.
Amen? It's not based on anything exterior. It's all about developing what you believe.
That's right.
And so that's why, you know, it's so key what you said about, you know, finding somebody you can follow, say, okay, there's an example, you know, that we can follow and pattern our lives after.
That's right.
That's good stuff.
It is good. And I really, what, you know, Tanya, you said at the beginning about, you know, really a big church becoming small when you get involved. Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons we all know each other is because y'all always here.
We're going to be here.
Every time the door's open.
We're going to be here.
You guys are here, you know, and it really does, like, you find your crew. You find your group. You know, Tanya, I'm with you back in the booth. You know, Mitch, we're over. Well, we are in the booth
in
now.
The booth. Yeah.
Neither of us were in the booth when all this started.
That's right.
You know,
I need to be in the booth.
Yeah, but we were over the kitchen, you know, working at Max Place. We got a big, fun, crazy team over there. And I think that that's such a key, and it's neat to hear that. Because then, you know, we have Pastor Lady teaching us the word. But then, you know, getting, like, again, going back to that, getting to hear you get a call where your dream comes true. Sure. Like, we get to watch each other live it out.
That's right.
You know, and live faith. And that encourages us and inspires us. Like, okay, well, you know what? He's in the neighborhood.
Right. He's in the neighborhood.
You know, that's awesome.
Exactly.
Amen. That's awesome. Amen.
That's good stuff. All right. We kind of started talking about some of this, but we're looking for... give us some strategies or faith statements that you have learned that you use consistently as you live this life of faith.
Look, we made a list, and I had to stop.
Go ahead now. Get us. We're ready for you, Tanya. What's your list?
She can rattle them off too, yes. Buddy.
So the biggest one's ready. For me, right, what really matters has not changed. Mm. It's a big one for me.
Amen.
You're never closer to the will of God than when you're impacting someone's life in an amazing way.
That's big.
You are who you hang around. That's a big one for me, too.
And I think who we hang around, that definitely makes a big difference. You know, you see people come in your life. You see people go in your life. I hear Pastor say that a lot. You know, some stay for a reason. Some stay for a season.
Yeah.
But who you hang around is definitely kind of like who you become. So
yeah.
We found out our church, and that's who we want to be like, or that's who we want to hang around, because we want to go where they've been, or we want to follow them because they headed in the right direction.
Right.
So that's definitely one of our big sayings.
And for me, for someone who didn't grow up in church,
sure.
or know much about it, for me to come here, it's just positive, happy people. And I've said that ever since we started coming here. Like, it's
yeah.
so great to come and see so many people that truly do care how you're doing.
Yes.
Like, and they're happy, and you leave church feeling like $1 million. I mean, you just,
yeah.
and that's the biggest thing for me.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. Want some more?
there's plenty where that came from.
We're just getting started.
So if God had a refrigerator in heaven, your picture would be on.
I love
That's
that
huge
one.
To me.
Amen.
Yes.
And then you're fearfully and wonderfully made is something I had never heard, like, as a kid growing up. But it's something that I reiterate to Lauren, our daughter, constantly. Because it makes such a difference when things aren't going her way, or, you know, she's feeling some type of way. That's the first thing that I say to her, like, you are exactly who you're supposed to be.
Right.
Like, God created you. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. And that's something that we learned in the marriage enrichment class with Mother and Elder C. And that was...
Oh, yeah.
And yeah. We learned a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Listen,
if you haven't been in that class,
we
need to go.
We have all learned a lot from Elder
Mother
C.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Really.
Yes,
let's see. Faith over fear. That's one. And then if you want to go fast, go by yourself. And if you want to go far, go together.
Mm.
And that's one we've been kind of focused on lately.
Yeah. When we first started, I think we was new to the marriage thing. We was newlyweds.
Right. In agreement was something
Yeah, in agreement
different.
Was really not our forte.
Gotcha.
I put it like that. But it's truthful. It was
sure.
not
sure.
really our forte. But once we started learning... being around Mother and Elder and Lady and Pastor is you have to be in agreement. You know, if you're not in agreement, things are not going to work.
Right.
And it took not a long time for us to figure that out. But once we started figuring it out, it actually started working.
Right.
You know, when you work the process will work.
Right.
So that's
like
what
we would hear
doing.
About favor. And I would be like, well, I would, you know, that sounds like something I would like.
Right.
You know, because I didn't know what that was. And
right.
to get two or become one, you know, in agreement, that was all new to me.
Yeah.
So
I didn't know what favor was. I was like, where's favor at? Because it ain't showed up yet.
I haven't met him yet.
Do me a favor.
He ain't came by yet, Pastor.
And as much as we joke and have fun, like, in agreement for us was, like, Mitchell would decide and then let me know.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, that's
so we've definitely come a long way.
We definitely have come a long ways. That guy hadn't showed up yet, but he has showed up now.
Gotcha.
We have favor.
Mm-hmm.
It's just amazing, the favor that we have. And, you know, I also hear him say quite a bit that, you know, there's things that money can't buy.
Mm.
And favor is definitely one thing that money can't buy.
Gotcha.
And we're blessed with money, but there's been some times that money couldn't buy what we needed.
Mm.
And when favor showed up, I finally knew who he was. I was like, that is favor. So, yeah, that's big for us, favor.
That is awesome. That yeah. is awesome. I mean, just, you know, the scripture says, how can two walk together unless they agree? And so to that, you know, and that's the big thing about learning these principles is that I think it's frustrating for people when it's not working and we don't know why. You know, because I think that there's people who love God. You know, they're going to heaven. It's not a matter of those things, but there's certain principles that they haven't been taught in the Word, and that's where the frustration comes. It's like, come on, God. Like, I mean, I'm going to church, maybe I'm serving, but, you know, when we begin to learn those things, you know, about favor, about agreement, about how a married couple is supposed to interact and communicate and work together, things along that line, and it begins to work, you know, I mean, that's joy unspeakable and full of glory, right?
Oh, yeah. I definitely, we have that story. Where we was actually coming to church. I don't know if it was a Sunday night or a Tuesday night, but we definitely wasn't in agreement.
Okay, gotcha.
We were having a discussion. Yeah, he told me it was a discussion.
It was a discussion.
Yeah, it was a discussion. Passionate discussion. Got it.
It was a discussion. We was not in agreement though. So, but we came to church and we was sitting on the third row where we normally sit, and you know, pastor was getting into the groove and he was preaching, but he just started prophesizing for some reason. And then he looked at me, and he was like, Mitch, take Tanya's hand. And I looked at Tanya, I was like, did you call Pastor?
And
what you do? And he said, take her hand. And he said, this is how this is going to work. And I was like, what?
This is how you do it together.
Yeah. This is how you do it together. And I was like, and I looked at Tanya, I was like, how did he know we was not in agreement about something or something? Did you talk to him? And she was like, no, I didn't. And I said, but that at that moment, I knew that was God talking.
Yes.
And, you know, things that pastors say, you know, you can hear people prophesize and, oh, you're going to do this, you're going to do that. But when you come to church and they call you by name,
right?
It lets me know how real you are.
Yes.
You are a real man of God.
Right.
And from then on, I was like, okay. I understand, God.
Yeah. Right.
I understand you was talking to me. So, you know, I end up apologizing to her. I was like, okay, we're going to do this thing the right way.
Amen.
So, yes. And there's been a couple times that's happened here.
Oh, yeah,
and
quite a bit.
Just, mm-hmm. It's amazing.
Amen.
It's amazing.
I agree with that. Mm-hmm. It's definitely amazing.
That's awesome.
It is.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, so another question for you. WLCC mixes faith and fun together. I think we can all say that.
Yes, definitely.
If you've been here for about 5 minutes.
Yes.
Somebody's going to crack a joke. Somebody's going to tease. Somebody's going to talk about sports and get on your team. And, you know, yep. So we mix
faith. As long as it's not the Cowboys, we're good.
All right, we ain't trying to get in trouble. I don't know, bitch.
Keep it moving.
I got to work tomorrow. You're good. If your camera person's a Cowboy fan, she's staring down. All right, so back to the question. WLCC mixes faith and fun together. How important is the culture of our church to you all?
I think it's important because I think you got to have faith and you got to have fun. You got to have an even balance. When you have an even balance, for me, I feel like I learn more. When I can come and I can joke and I can play, but also I can be serious. There's a time and place for everything, and it seems like here we have that even balance of faith and fun. So for me, I like it. I think the kids love it because yes. Pastor know every kid here. And, you know, and we do things outside of church together that just bonds us even more. Mm-hmm. So for me, faith and fun for this church is amazing.
Well, and for me, when he says, come as you are, I mean, he truly means come as you are.
Right. Yeah.
And that's something different that, you know, we haven't experienced before coming here. Mm-hmm. Because we've kind of joked about it, but when we first started coming, like, I'm wearing a dress, we're dressing up. Like, that's what we were expected to do.
Oh, yeah.
And then we realized, wait a minute. Like, he really means come as you are. And
right.
this is who we are.
Right.
You know, like, we're not making ourselves be something that we're not.
Sure.
To please somebody else. Like,
right.
we're coming to get closer to God and learn. And we've learned so much. And just being in a relaxed environment,
yes.
I learn way more. Like, there's no stress. When he says no stress, no strain, no struggle, there's another one.
There's another one.
There we go.
Like, there's another one. Working at
really,
it. Good job.
They really mean it. I mean, so.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, there's enough pressure in life.
Right.
The last thing you need is pressure coming to church.
Exactly.
Right.
Oh, yeah. You know,
right.
Especially, like you said, how you address. Because when I first got here, I'm coming down in three-piece suits and some, you know, some Stacey Adams. But I've kind of learned how to cut that back a little bit.
Flashy.
A little flashy.
Stacey at home.
Mitch, flashy?
But,
really?
Yeah.
But they accepted you like you were.
Yeah,
so.
they accepted me like I was.
And that would be okay. Yes. And that's what I love here. Like, if you are, this amazes me. Yeah. This amazes me about WLCC. If you are a three-piece suit person, you actually can fit in mm-hmm. here.
That's right.
But if you're a jeans and a t-shirt person, you can fit in here too. And that's, I got asked that question Sunday by somebody who stopped by. Well, how should we dress? I'm like, well, how you are is fine. They just, I'm in shorts and t-shirt. I said, but if that's you,
right.
That's I you. Said, you know, just I mean, come. You come how comfortable you are, just be sure you come.
That's right.
You know, we want you to come. We want you to learn. This is a place for, you know, Pastor Todd's church is a place for our spiritual development, right. You know. And so I think that means a lot to people that, you know, when you come in, we're not looking to judge you. Or we're not right. looking at that. We love you,
right.
you know, and for who you are. And jeans and t-shirts are awesome. So.
Oh, yeah. Comfortable.
totally cool with that. Yeah,
it's his love. It's his loving kindness that draws us to repentance.
Yes,
it is.
Yes.
Amen. And you know, that's really what you guys have been talking about. You know, how you're treated, and the word that you hear is fertile ground for amazing things to take place.
Amen.
Amen.
I mean, I'm still blown away by the NASCAR. I'm like,
he's still back in the
that's awesome.
Track.
I'm not a detailer, yes. but I feel like, you know what? Can I just come and detail one? You know,
you can come.
I'll just shadow you for a day.
I'll load them to you for a weekend. Yeah, income detail.
Income. Yes.
Well, I think the most amazing thing about that is it's exciting for NASCAR, but as far as like contracts go, it's not even our biggest one.
That's right.
I mean, it's
nice.
Right. Yes. I mean, and that's
and
a blessing.
Not, yes.
I mean, it's.
Praise the Lord.
Yes. Yeah. It's, yeah, that's not even our biggest contract. So, you know, a lot of that comes also with giving. I hear pastors say, you got to give.
Right.
You know, so us tithing correctly, the correct way, have a lot to do with that. Because, you know, back in the day, I wasn't tithing as I was supposed to. That was another reason why
well,
favor wasn't
know
showing
what
up.
It was. Yeah. Like I had never been taught all the years of church that I had gone to. We had gotcha. Never learned about tithing
or offerings. Right. So that's definitely a big deal. And doing it the correct way. I think that opened doors to some places that I never thought that I'll be in. So that's big.
Amen.
Amen. Tithing. That's awesome. Tithing. Tithing is good stuff. It's tithing is an invitation for God to do something for me that I can't do on my own.
That's right.
And that's what you're saying.
Yes.
That favor attached to your tithe is what opened the
that's
door.
Right.
And you
right.
just got to walk in.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
No, he's not
and like opening
to...
the windows and pouring out blessings.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
that's
yeah.
not something I heard until we came here.
Right.
And like this
where
makes so
window?
Much sense.
Right.
Where's
know?
The window?
Crack that thing. It's stuck.
I need some of that, Jesus. I'm looking for this window I can't find, literally.
I like that scripture.
I love that scripture.
That's right.
I love that scripture.
Look, I was not actually looking at the window later, I promise.
oh, goodness.
Yeah. All right, well, we're going to keep moving. If you had to give someone three reasons why they should connect to Without Limits, what three reasons would you guys give?
You know, I have a list, right?
Go ahead.
Lists
I'm
are
waiting
no,
on you, honey.
There's nothing wrong with lists.
No, honestly, the first one for me is the kids ministry.
Okay.
Because you can't top what we do here.
That's
and
right.
it's amazing. And when we started looking for a church, that was our biggest thing because Lauren would have had to sit in the sanctuary with us at age 3. And I remember telling him, like, hey, we just need to not go because, I mean, she was an active 3-year-old.
Sure.
So I was like, I'm not going to get anything from this.
Right.
You know, so
right.
the kids ministry here, and you see, I mean, she's learning. She's having fun, but she's learning. And every week she'll tell us something new that she learned. So that's definitely one for me. If you have children, they'll love it.
Yes.
And then the second one, I think I mentioned, like, positive people. That's a big thing for me to be around people that are happy, positive, successful, you know, not understanding a lot about the Bible before I came here, that made a big difference to me. Like, I don't want to go to church and cry and feel like I'm a bad Christian.
Right.
You know, I want to go there and be uplifted and have fun. And,
right.
And then I learn better. And then the last one was teaching of God's word and how simply it's taught to us. Mm. Because just reading the Bible, I'm not understanding it. But here, Pastor teaches it, and we've talked about this, like, in such a simplistic manner that we understand. And we know how to apply it. Because every time we've come up with a situation like marriage, kids, business, I mean, we have all of them.
Right.
There's always, someone always offers us a word to help us in that area.
Amen.
And we can go to anyone, like we've come to you. You know, anybody in the church can help us
Amen.
With that.
For me, it's connection.
Mm.
You connect to people that want to see you succeed. That's big for me. want to pick you up and take you with them.
Yeah.
And also, like she said, just teaching the word in a simplistic manner, you know, where when he teaches, he uses it in everyday life. For me, you know, I understand, you know, most of the Bible, but when you start getting into Ruth and all that, sure. You know, I need you to tell me how I can apply that to my everyday living.
Right.
So I know when I go out here in the world, I know how to apply that very word that you taught me on Sunday. So, and not only that, but we're constantly here.
Mm-hmm.
He feeds us more than just on Sundays. You know, we have, man, what is it, prayer call?
Yes.
Monday through Fridays. We come to church twice on Sundays. I don't always come twice on Sundays. but I'm just saying what the church offers.
Right.
Once is good.
Tuesday nights, he's always feeding us something. There's something every day that's always going on that's connecting, that should connect you to WLCC.
Right.
Or to connect WLCC to you.
Sure.
So for me, that's big because when I get, you know, maybe get down a little bit, you know, I can always go back to, you know, the word on live, or, you know, I can listen to something on online services. There's always something that you can go back to that can always lift your spirits. For me, that's big.
That's good. Connection.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Connection is huge. I mean, we were meant to do life together. I mean, the Bible calls us the body of Christ, and it talks about how we really can't do without each other, that one part of the body can't look at another part of the body and say, I don't need you. No, we need all the parts, you know, and that every part, every joint supplies that, you know, we encourage you guys, but you guys also encourage us. You know what I mean? That we all love being together. We're going to have fun. We're going to have a good time. We're going to get it done too.
That's right.
You know, when we come and when we serve, you know, and it is an amazing balance, what you talked about earlier, even, you know, with the culture of the church. Yeah, it really is, because that's one thing about WLCC is we're going to get it done.
Yes.
You know, once Pastor casts the vision, mm-hmm. you know, everybody's going to jump in their spot, and we're going to keep moving until, you know, we get to the end of it. But along the way, we are going to have a blast,
right.
You know, and our kids are going to have a blast. And so it's just awesome.
Amen.
Yeah.
Water wall faith.
Water wall
faith.
Wall
to wall faith. That's good. All the way through.
I love that. Well, we are winding down.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. We had a great time.
Oh, yeah.
We love you guys.
Love you guys, too.
Thank God for you and, you know, being willing to come and do this and share your testimonies. You guys did great. Didn't they do awesome? Put something nice in the comments.
That's
about
right.
Them.
Tell them what a great job they did, guys.
One of the amazing couples we have at Without Limits. And, you know, we're blessed that we get to be a part of each other's lives.
Yes.
And cheer you on and watch you prosper. And you do the same for others. So we're just thrilled that God has brought us all together to do a work that's greater than any one of us by ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Amen. And it's great to have couples like you that we can emulate and look up to. And we always talk about it all the time, you and you guys, and then Pastor and Lady and all the other couples, Elder and Mother, that we have people that we can look up to emulate a marriage out of and do things the right way so we can get God results.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, we're in it together, and we're going to keep cheering each other on, like Pastor Pat said. And I'm just ready for the next testimony. I'm like, man.
We can go on and on.
I'm like, man, that's amazing.
Oh, yeah,
And the funny thing is, I've heard these testimonies. We're friends, so it's not like the first time. But
I'm just as amazed again, all over again.
I'm re-encouraged. I'm encouraged again.
Well, and you were talking about us always being here, and on the nights when we would run the live, you know, when we weren't here, one of us would be here and one of us would be at home.
Right.
But each of us would get home so late, and we'd ask, where were you? Like, what were you doing? Yeah. And I'm thinking, we were just at church talking.
Just talking.
Like, I know I kept you guys here for, I don't know, like an hour one night. Like, I just kept talking. So.
No, but like you say, connection.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we're all in this together, you know, and there's so many people in the world that don't feel like they have that they feel alone. They feel like they're out there by themselves, you know, and that's, you don't have to feel that way at WLCC.
Right. That's right.
You, and really, there's no reason to ever feel that way.
Right.
Without
right.
limits, you
yeah.
know.
Yes.
So it's powerful stuff.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.